Hello, this is Dr. Evgen Angle, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Donald Kirkpatrick, date of birth 9/21/1956, date of procedure 8/11/2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgen Angle, your referring physician is blank. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric rotinoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy palpectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold perineal palpectomy, comma cold biopsy palpectomy. Indication is duodenal, history of duodenal nodules, comma heartburn, comma personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as the moment to oral extent for the patient, period, the patient breaths and anosmia, so you place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care, period, or while the procedural studiogastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advances ejaculation to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex, use obtained, cardiac, period, aerosexual hormone, stomach, before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, as the jurassic exams are period, or while the procedural video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the fenestral or fasciolacecal valve and conference of the false period. Careful examination made of the cecum, lacecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, suboptimal prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 42 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of 3 gastric body polyps removed cold biopsy palpectomy. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema nodularity. Biopsies obtained in the anterior body separately for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema. This was biopsied for histology separately. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable with possible polypoid type tissue. Common biopsies were obtained extensively surrounding this area. Next line, otherwise largely unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy next line, there was a suboptimal prep. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon polyps. One was diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 7 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids undergone retroflexion. There were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line. We'll follow up biopsies obtained at the ampulla and the surrounding area. If there is an abnormality, delete the portion that said if there is an abnormality, state will refer for further evaluation with side view and scope at Orlando Healthcare for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up in office was previously scheduled. Please go back to the upper endoscopy portion and note that there was no evidence of duodenal nodularity on this exam. Thank you.